Right into it.
Right in. Stay slowly. Stand by.
Roll it. Take one.
The television show, a 30 or 60 minute segment of entertainment or information. Pictures with sound emanating from your home receiver. An enjoyable evening at home. But there's much, much more to the so-called tube than meets the eye. Television is a highly complex medium of communication. Preparation for a television production begins months in advance of the broadcast. Many long hours of planning. Here's a look at the behind-the-scenes preparation of a television production. The television producer is the organizer of the show. He frequently creates show ideas, then prepares the necessary material for the on-the-air production. The producer's idea must be expanded, developed, and converted into a logical series of visual and audible elements. He must have good judgment and showmanship.
Take one. Take three.
My name is Joe Rosenfield. I guess it started last trimester. I was thinking of a minor problem to do, so I talked to Mr. Bill Utter, our program manager here, who was supervising this minor problem, which is turning out to be a major problem. Talked it over with him, and he gave me the go-ahead for it.
What are some of the problems connected with getting a show like this on the air?
The major problems would be getting everybody together at the same time. We have no bypass equipment yet, so we can't tape any time we want to tape. We have to wait till the station is off the air and then go into taping, and it presents problems because people have classes when we're more or less off the air, and at night we don't go off the air until 11:30. Also, we have quite a hang-up with the equipment and all that. We have to compete with other people for studios and for cameras and for microphones and the whole bit, and it really gets kind of hung up. The planning isn't the hardest part of it. It's just getting everybody together and getting the equipment together at the same time. Very little sleep. It's just amazing the planning that must go into it. You have to have timing down to the upteenth degree. It has to be right on the buttons, and it's just a question of worrying whether the person will say what he is supposed to say, when he is supposed to say it, how he is supposed to say it. So you just got to worry about timing.
Along with equipment, naturally, you have to get people to run the equipment. So how many people and who have you contacted so far?
The person to contact for equipment would be Lee Schubert. He is our program manager here at WMUB.
Ready, three, with the mic and cue. Three, mic, cue.
My name is Lee Schubert, and I'm the production manager for WMUB and WMUB-TV. I'm responsible for the scheduling of facilities, getting out what we call the operation schedules that determine the programming for a specific week, the number of the program, etc., the name of the program, where it comes from, so that all the different departments can get the programs out, we can get the logs typed up, things of that nature. I'm also responsible for scheduling the crews for any of the programs that are done.
Sounds like a pretty complex job. You must be awfully busy.
Sometimes.
About how many people do you have to check over?
Anywhere between, roughly 40 and 65 cards or persons that we can choose from for a particular job. Once you get into limitations by technical know-how, this takes it down to somewhere between 8 and 10, usually in television. For instance, we only have so many cameramen that are qualified, so many switchers. But we have a rotating training schedule so we can constantly keep people trained on all of these jobs and keep a backlog built up of trained people and then slowly try to work them in. And as people graduate, we move somebody in again.
I can see why you'd be busy sometime.
Yes, sometime.
The producer must know what technical facilities are available and what the limitations of these facilities are. He coordinates rehearsals and performance schedules, and sees to it that his show receives the necessary publicity and promotion.
Ready, one. Take one.
People that we need, first of all, would be two cameramen to run camera, a floor man to give directions to the people on camera from the director, and probably we'll need somebody to pull cards down on the floor because we'll have some pictures that will be going on camera and we'll have to get them changed. We'll have to have a technical director, a person who changes the picture when the director tells him to, and we'll need an audio man to more or less run records, keep microphones open and closed when he's supposed to, run cartridges with certain announcements on them, course, the engineer, the first-class engineer on duty to keep the cameras beamed up and to keep everything going right and to roll the tape machines when there's ready and to, if we have film, to roll the film, et cetera, get the film all queued up. So there's quite a few people behind the scenes.
Roll it. Take one.
The floor director is the vital link between the control room and all studio activities. He directs all production people on the floor under the immediate supervision of the director in the control room.
Take four.
My name is Barbara Francis, and I was floor director on today's show.
Well, what does the job of floor director entail, Barb?
The floor director is actually the liaison between the director in the control room and the talent on the floor. In other words, through the use of a headset or earphones, I take cues from the director and by hand signals, I convey them to the talent and the people on the floor.
Ready, change. Change.
My name is Rick Ludwin.
What was your job on the show today?
I worked camera 4, which is the zoom camera here in the studio.
What does a cameraman do?
Well, cameraman wears it that connects him with the director. He can then hear the director's cues, and whatever the director, whatever kind of shot the director wants, the cameraman, it's his job to get. In other words, the cameraman might say, get a two shot, which means if there are two people on the stage, as was the case today, they say get a two shot, and we get a shot of both people on there. If they say a medium shot, you get from about the waist up. Yeah, whatever shot the director wants to see, he says, all right, camera 4, get the shot, and then it's your job to get as quickly as you can.
3, take 3.
Well, I'm Tom Collins, and I will be switching for Joe's show.
What does a switcher do?
Basically, it's just a button pusher, more or less. He takes the director's commands and makes sure that the cameras that the director wants on the air are on the air by punching the button, which are designated to the particular cameras. For instance, if the director has a shot on, say, camera 2, he makes sure that the shot is ready to go on the air, and then he would say, ready 2, take 2, at which time button 2 would put camera 2 on the air. So it can, depending on the pace of the show, it can get rather complicated and a little bit tense. Without a switcher, only one picture would go out over the air at any particular time.
Take 4. 4.
The efforts of all personnel in a television station finally culminate in the director's performance. The director is responsible for putting the program on the air. He is the busiest man during a broadcast, coordinating all the audio and visual elements. He gives directions to the floor director, the technical director, the cameraman, and the audio, while at the same time keeping a close eye on the clock. The director's first responsibility, however, is to the television audience.
Ready to roll it. Roll it. Take one.
With me now is Mr. Richard Hackney. Mr. Hackney, exactly what is your job in the production of this show?
Well, in the case of this show, I'm acting as both producer and director. In other words, I get the show together, and then once it's together, I go upstairs and take care of what's supposed to go on the air.
What are some problems that you run into in a show such as this?
Well, especially in this type of a show, we're taking two guys who are nightclub entertainers and who have a predominantly adult audience and who have to play to this particular audience and have to have what people might term as raw humor. In this case, the biggest problem is trying to take what humor they have and look through it, take out those parts which might be objectionable to people, decide what is objectionable, and then try to put a show together from the scraps that remain.
Roll it. Take one.
One element that can ultimately make or break a television production is the talent. As in the case of the production crew, the talent spent weeks of planning, coordinating, and rearranging their material for the television camera.
Take 4. Ready? 1. With the card.
Okay, I'm talking to one half of the Bainey brothers. Which half are you?
I'm, of course, the better half.
I mean, what's your first name?
Well, this week I'm the better half. John.
John. Okay, and how is the worst half, so to speak?
No, I'm the better half.
No, this week I'm cooking and doing the number. I'm cooking this week, and you're the one that's staying. No,
I made your sleeping bag this morning, and that makes me the better half.
That's right.
I forgot. I'm Zipperman this week.
You see, actually, a lot of people think we're brothers, but we're not brothers.
Oh, I see.
No, we're married.
We've been trying to get a divorce for years, but
yeah, we can't.
It's tough. We're Catholic.
Yeah, okay. No.
You want to do this serious, I bet.
Well, not really. do you have to change your act when you're in front of a camera rather than when you're working professionally out in front of a crowd?
Yes, quite a bit, because a nightclub is... we use a lot of blue material in a nightclub, whereas here they say, don't do that. No, you can't say that, you know. Mm-hmm. Quite a few things.
There's two things that are important to me that I think about in relation to a nightclub or a studio audience. Is that when you're on camera, you have to be very careful. You know, like in a nightclub, you can make a mistake and get away with it. Mm-hmm. On camera, you can't. You have to be real careful not to make a mistake.
Mm-hmm. And another thing is,
You should never try to get...
Leave me alone. Leave me alone. I'm just your brother. We're not really married. Studio audience is usually much more receptive than a nightclub audience because you have their 100% attention throughout the show. In a nightclub, it's you don't know if you're going to have 10%.
I'd like to add another thing I know we both feel is that doing shows for a college audience is really refreshing compared to a lot of the people that you get in a nightclub. These are like real nice, clean, and clean-cut people. You know, I get a lot of them dirty old men in the nightclubs. Dirty old ladies, too.
Well, how much preparation did you put in for this particular show? I mean, as far as rehearsal time or our planning?
Difficult to say, I think.
Well, what it is it's a compilation of all the routines and skits we've been doing, songs, for the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. And we have taken the best of them for these shows. And the rehearsing is just putting it all together.
What do you think of the idea of having your material broadcast? Aren't you afraid that all the jokes will turn old in a big hurry if they go out to the general public, or do you...
Yeah, they gotta get out there sometime, you know.
Besides that, we stole enough from Henny Youngman already.
Take four, keep one.
And so the big night comes and it's airtime. The rehearsals, the talk-throughs, the months of preparation culminates in just 30 minutes, which some people may or may not even watch.
Card. Four, you may break now.
This particular show ran 30 minutes. And so comes the end of another television production. From umpteen hours ago, when the idea was first conceived, to the entire practice and preparation and up to airtime, it's now over. With the end result, a happy crew, and hopefully a happy audience.
How about you? What'd you think of the show?
Well, I enjoyed it very much.
Okay. What'd you think of the show and the production?
Really enjoyed it, Ray. This is the second one they've done, and I enjoyed more each time, and I've heard all the numbers rehearsing, and they're just a fantastic group.
Have the Bain Brothers been here before, you mean?
This is the second show they've taped, and the first one was a big smash, and I'm sure this one will be too.
This show is a production of Miami University Radio. Your engineer was Phil Quinton. This program was produced and directed by Ray Smith, with production and writing assistance from Barb Francis, and me, I'm Ray Tipton.